Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at bva.org or 800-669-7079.
Keystone Vocational Services is one of the fastest-growing nonprofit organizations dedicated to empowering, educating, and employing individuals with vision loss and other disabilities. Keystone currently has career opportunities for individuals who are legally blind to work in a federal mailroom in Pennsylvania. The agency provides relocation, housing, and services assistance. Employees and clients also can take advantage of the many great comprehensive services they offer. Services include transportation, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, support groups, skills classes, low vision exams, and access technology evaluations. Call 724-734-5069 or go online to www.keystoneblind.org. Keystone is an equal opportunity employer.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
We're back. Oh, yes, we are back, and this is your host, Michael, and you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. That's right, we're also... Listen to this one. We are powered by Spectrum. That's right. Our studios are powered by Spectrum. We're live in the Spectrum Studios. That's right. Hey, folks, you want to call in? Definitely hope you can. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Like to hear from you. Phone numbers, 407. Remember that name, Blind and Beyond. Remember the phone number, 407-894-1680. Maybe you can even tell a friend about the show. If you never heard about the show, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. For the folks that are just turning in right now, let me introduce you to our co-host, Gary Sinclair. You still there?
I am here.
And let me introduce our other co-host, Lynn Gold, are you still there?
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Hey, folks, in today's, well, the big picture is, I want you to remember this name. Very important. R.B., Robert Boy.
Medical Supply.
Listen to this. R.B. Medical Supply. What are they all about? Well, it's a company that makes masks. That's right. They make masks, but it's all made in USA. USA. Not in China. Not anywhere else, but in good USA. They've got them for immediate delivery.
And mask.
They also have gloves.
Right.
They also have temperature. You know, the temperature you can put in your forehead, touch your forehead, and goes right on the temperature.
They have all the PPE.
They have all your supplies. They have gowns for those people who need gowns. They got the whole nine yards. Everything to do, they're the manufacturer, RB Medical Supply. They're doing it direct. No retail store. They do it right from their warehouse. That's right. RB Medical Supplies. Remember the name, RB. Robert Baker, RB Medical Supplies.
We have a caller, Michael.
Where's the caller from?
It's a young man from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Greensboro, North Carolina. Who is it?
Never heard.
Who is it?
Hey, Michael.
Who's on the line?
It's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Oh, it's Kevin. Kevin, how you doing, Kevin?
Okay.
And heard from you a long time there, Kevin.
So, figure I'd call.
Fuck up, I can't hear you. You're too far away. I can't hear you.
Well, you got to put batteries in your hearing aid.
You're right, though. You're right. I need a hearing aid. So, what's doing there in Greensboro, North Carolina?
Oh, nothing much.
Nothing much?
Nah.
Get a lot of weekend?
No, the weekend, I just stayed home and cleaned.
Are you working?
There you go.
Yeah, yep, we're still working.
Yeah.
Yep.
Making a lot of masks.
Oh, yeah, they got contract for a lot of them.
Good.
Yep.
So tell me this right now, Kevin.
Yes,
what have you said? What do you have to say for yourself there in Greensboro, North Carolina?
For myself?
Is it raining?
No. Check the weather app. It's supposed to start in about 40 minutes or so. Oh, maybe a thunderstorm, but it really hasn't rained for a week or so.
Do you ever walk around Greensboro?
No.
What? You don't walk around?
No. Every now and then I'll go from my apartment complex up to the gas station, get some cigarettes and back. That's it.
Oh, you're a smoker?
Yep.
Yeah.
You're over 21?
Well, yeah, I'm only 25. I've been 25 for the last 25 years or so.
I gave up those things 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago.
Yeah, I keep saying I'm going to do that, but when I do that, I smoke more.
Kevin, did you enjoy the show a couple of weeks ago? And Michael had on his brother and the artist, the song.
Did you listen to the oldies R&B show?
Yeah, I half listened to it. I was listening to two other radio shows at the same time on two other computers. So I've been doing that lately. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yep. We'll catch you later.
We're going to go to trivia right now. We're going to trivia.
Yep. But
thanks for calling in, Kevin. Appreciate it. Take care. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. We're going right to trivia time. Tell me who's singing this song, folks. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? It's trivia time.
American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Okay, so who's singing that song? Anybody know? Phone number is 407-894-1680. I couldn't believe you didn't know the name. Let's put it this way. It took a long time before someone guessed the other one, and that was an easy one. That was Bruce Springsteen, the other one. And it took a long time before someone called in from Jupiter, Florida. So let's see if anybody gets this one faster. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Anybody out there that knows who's singing? And by the way, folks, for those folks that are tuning in the show for the first time, might be the first time since July 4th weekend, you're driving in the car and say, what is this show all about? Well, we're the bridge. We say we're the bridge. That's right, the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. Whether you're sighted, whether you're visually impaired or blind, you're more than welcome to call in.
We love people calling in that aren't blind because they're out there and they're listening to our show and learning how we do things.
Whether you're driving a car, if you're sighted, well, if you're blind and you're driving a car, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you too if you're blind and you're driving.
No, they can't be blind and driving.
Well, someday.
So, how do you know? How do you know, young man? How do you know? My wife said when I was sighted. When I was back when I had my sight, she thought I was blind by driving because she never liked when I drove it when I was sighted.
All right.
If I was riding with you, Michael, I'd want to be blind.
All right. Yeah, we got a caller calling all the way in from Tampa Bay, Florida. He go, oh, never mind. I guess, never mind. He hung up. Let's take a break. After the break, we'll go back into it.
All right.
As I was saying to the audience, I'd have to be blind if I rode with Michael because people don't understand that Michael sometimes he'd pass the get off the ramp and he'd back up and then get off. He wants that.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We're right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Keystone Vocational Services is one of the fastest-growing nonprofit organizations dedicated to empowering, educating, and employing individuals with vision loss and other disabilities. Keystone currently has career opportunities for individuals who are legally blind to work in a federal mailroom in Pennsylvania. The agency provides relocation, housing, and services assistance. Employees and clients also can take advantage of the many great comprehensive services they offer. Services include transportation, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, support groups, skills classes, low vision exams, and access technology evaluations. Call 724-734-5069 or go online to www.keystoneblind.org. Keystone is an equal opportunity employer.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxsys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs.
Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And you need to listen now because we have a very important guest coming on. And there's a lot of questions you can ask or whatever, so stay tuned. All right, Lynn?
Yep, I'm here. Well, thanks for bringing us back, Gary. I'm just wondering, Chris, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here, live and in full effect.
Yeah. Okay, so our guest caller is not on the line, right? I don't see him here on my end.
Okay. So okay. We do have a caller that called in that's want to get in on this.
That's what I thought.
On the trivia. Are you ready?
Okay, great. Yes, we are.
All right. Well, let's go to the state of the great state of Indiana. And we're going to go into this town called Clinton, Indiana. And I'll talk to our good friend, the one and only, Dr. John. John, you there?
I'm here, Michael.
Hey, how you doing today, John?
I'm doing fine.
Hi, John. That's Chris you're talking to.
How was your 4th of July weekend?
Real good. We're real good. We stayed home and listened to people shooting off fireworks all the way around us here on the streets and on the down the block here. They was shooting it off, doing their own family stuff, you know. So.
Oh, wow.
Did you get a chance to grill?
No. No, I don't grill.
Oh,
no.
Shucks. Because I was going to come over and get something to eat.
No. Well, we had meatloaf and mashed potatoes and green beans, and my wife baked a chocolate cake with coconut walnut icing.
Wow.
Oh, man, you talk about good. Oh.
Well, listen, I'll be back when I get off the air then.
Well, that's fine with me. Come on by. That's some left.
Listen, John, you were calling in for the trivia. I think you know what you're talking about.
I think I do. It was Toby Keith.
John, hey, John, you are the man, John. You are the
man. You got it, buddy. You got it.
Is that right?
You're absolutely right.
You won.
Okay.
And you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from Subway.
Well,
you have a Subway near you?
Problem? What'd you say?
You have a Subway near you?
About less than a half a mile from here.
Well, John,
very good.
You get a chance to eat fresh.
Oh, yeah. I meant to get in there last week, but I missed out. I wanted to keep my string alive for month to month, and unfortunately, I missed out by one call.
Well, you didn't miss out tonight.
I've got it back, and also I got the gift card on Thursday from the one back on Memorial Day. I just got
okay.
It.
Very good, very good. Well, you hang in there and make sure Chris has got your address so we can send you the other gift card.
We're gonna go to our guest caller.
I'm still up here in Clinton, Indiana. You got my address.
Yeah, we got you covered, John. Appreciate you, John.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Have a good day.
That was our good friend, John, from Clinton, Indiana. All right, Lynn, it's on you. All the show belongs all to you.
Okay. Yes, I see our guest caller is now in the Zoom room.
Zoom room.
Lynn, Zoom, Zoom room.
I made that up. How do you like that? So, all righty. We'd like to welcome
back. The B&B Zoom, Zoom room.
The Zoom, Zoom room. So we'd like to welcome back Peter Cucciavi. And Peter, as you know by now, Peter is the Senior Manager of Accessibility at the Spectrum Accessibility Center of Excellence. Welcome back, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
And guess what? I didn't unmute him.
You didn't unmute him.
You know what? They do that on CNN, too. I'm sorry, Peter. I just gave you this big introduction and forgot to unmute you. So let me introduce you again so you hear it. All right?
All right. I'm in.
Okay. Hi, Peter. Welcome back. I was just telling everybody that you are the Senior Manager of Accessibility at the Spectrum Accessibility Center of Excellence, and we welcome you back. How was your 4th of July weekend?
It was great. It was great. I challenged myself and got down to the Rio Grand National Park here in Colorado and did some off-grid camping, which was really, really awesome, by a river in the woods. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Wow. And what does that mean exactly, off-grid? Off-grid meaning not the usual places that people go?
Off-grid meaning there's no connection there. There's no service. Nobody can reach me, and I can reach nobody. So, yeah.
You sound like a woodsman to me. Somebody likes to get out to the woods.
I love the woods.
That's the best thing is nature. That is too cool.
But if you wanted to get on grid and get your internet back on your phone, you could, right? Or you were not in an area at all.
No, it's completely.
Oh my gosh, Peter.
He would need a satellite phone. He didn't need a satellite phone, Lynn. A sat.
Yeah. Now, Gary, would you have done that? No.
What?
Go up here? No phones?
Yes.
Oh, you
yes.
would?
Oh, yes. I love the just be out in nature where there's no phones or nothing for a little while. I mean, you know, I do like my television. I do like things. But, you know, just to get out there and get away, because it's so refreshing for your brain. You know, get out there with nature and get out there with animals.
It is. Only when it's time to call back into the Blind and Beyond radio show, you got to hurry back to the grid.
Absolutely. Or get a sat phone.
That's right.
So, Peter, tell us about Spectrum and what your role is there and how you got involved and what Spectrum is doing these days for accessibility support for the blind and VI.
Absolutely. So, you know, Lynn, last time when I called in, we talked a little bit about the suite of products, but this time I want to zoom in on one product, but I want to answer your question, what you were asking about how I got involved. So a number of years ago, I was really involved with the Colorado Center for the Blind out here in Colorado. And what I discovered at the time is that there was really not as much work being done in the area with seniors who are losing their vision. Mm-hmm. And seniors is a term that, like it or not, used to describe folks that are over 65. And there was just not enough service and outreach to that demographic of people out here. And so I got really involved in that outreach program. And one of the really cool things that I learned is about 70% of the folks that I was working with. Now, when I say seniors that I worked with, most of these folks were over 80. So even though technically you can qualify as a senior at a younger age, the folks that I was working with were over 80. And for the most part, about 70% of them really wanted to learn how to use their phones and computers independently without their sight and without a lot of assistance. And so that
Can I interrupt you, Peter, for a moment? Peter, could I interrupt you for just a moment? I just want to let the listeners out there know, if you have any questions for Peter and Spectrum, please give him a call. It's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Give him a call, and he can answer anything you want to know. Okay, Peter, go ahead.
Yeah. So a few years ago, Spectrum found me, and I knew some of the folks that worked there, and they reached out and asked if I'd come join the team and help build an accessibility program at Spectrum. And that meant that all the products that Spectrum was offering, we would be working on making sure that they were accessible to people who were blind and visually impaired and other disabilities as well, making sure that our products had closed captioning and were accessible to assistive technologies used by all types of disabilities. So that was really exciting, and I got involved. And, of course, I think your listeners have a pretty good idea of what a cable company offers, like Spectrum, in terms of its suite of products. But really recently, we got involved in trying to bring a solution to audio description. And
yes,
I'm a blind person. I know just as well as the rest of us do that when it comes to audio description, there is just such a big gap in that delivery of audio description for the content that I like to enjoy. And I think that what we brought to the market this year, and I heard earlier Michael talking about Made in the USA, this product is made in the USA too. So let's stick with the theme and say that this is a U.S.-made product
right.
for all of us to use. It's absolutely free. You don't even have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's called Spectrum Access. You can download it on your iPhone or iPad. Just go to the App Store, type in Spectrum Access, and you'll see that it's labeled there as an enablement app. And go ahead and download it to your phone, and you're ready to use it. So there's a growing library of content on there. If you want to watch a movie or show, hop into the Spectrum Access app, which is completely accessible with VoiceOver, and navigate through the library or use the search function to find the movie or show you're looking for. If it's in there, hit download, and you're ready to go. Once you're watching that movie, you just hit the sync button on your screen. For VoiceOver users, you know that means double tap on it. And it will use the microphone on your phone to identify where you are in that movie and show and synchronize the audio description track for you.
So Peter,
so that you can listen to it in parallel with that movie.
Peter, you're saying you do not have to be a Spectrum customer to use the Spectrum Access app, correct?
You do not. That's correct.
That's wonderful.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
This is something that we really wanted to look beyond the products and services that we sell or offer, in our paid for services suite. This is something that we're bringing to the entire blind community. You don't have to be a Spectrum customer. Although what I will say is, we're looking very closely at our on demand content. So if you've got Spectrum service, you've got the on demand content, and we're looking very closely at that on-demand content and making sure that we're trying to bring in as many of the movies and shows that are offered on that on-demand library as possible. So a lot of it's going to be curated based on what Spectrum customers get, but you don't have to be a customer to enjoy it, and you don't have to pay for it. I love that part.
Yeah. Would you have a phone number where they can call if they want Spectrum?
Yeah, so I want to be really clear in answering that question, because I want to give a phone number, but it's different from anything Spectrum Access related. So Spectrum Access is sort of its own independent app that we're bringing to the community. If you've got questions about it, I want you to feel free to email spectrumaccess@charter.com. And you can get your questions answered there specifically about the Spectrum Access app. Now, if you're blind or visually impaired and you want to call in to ask about the other features like guide narration, you want to make sure you get guide narration in your home, I want to give you that phone number. So we'll go ahead and dictate it now. It's 1-844-762-1301. And that's the phone number to call for the team that's going to handle any disability-related questions.
Say that phone number again, okay?
Yeah, it's 1-844-762-1301. Now, make sure that when you're calling in, you let them know that you're blind or visually impaired so that you can get the right service. Identifying yourself as blind and visually impaired really allows the agent to support you best and make sure they get the right person.
Peter. I have a question. Is this the one with the accessibility, disability accessibility or whatever?
Yeah, so this is going to be the accessibility support desk.
Right, because I use that and to let people know that when you need help, that they're not going to come in and because you can't see or whatever, they're not going to charge you when they come to your place to help you fix or just adjust something, they're very good for helping that way. And I mean, I'm serious. I just tell them, they say, we ain't charging you. We know you can't see, your box wasn't in the proper position or something like that, so they're very good.
Now, one of I thanks for mentioning that. That's very true. And I want to say that one of the great things about having a dedicated accessibility team like ours is that we work all across the company to make sure that the company as a whole is thinking about accessibility. And that includes in our field operations teams and our customer service teams. And
I think that we're making great progress, but where we are right now, I want to recommend to folks to call that number. If you've got a specific question around accessibility, like guided narration, or maybe you want to ask about why your box isn't talking or something like that. So if you've got accessibility-specific questions, call that number, 1-844-762-1301. Tell them you're blind or visually impaired. And if your box doesn't talk or you don't have the right box, they'll send an agent out. They'll install it for free. But if you want to learn more about the audio description application, then you're probably better off emailing that email that I said, spectrumaccess@charter.com. That's going to give you direct access to Spectrum Access related
support. And all of this is on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. If you want to go right to our website.
And Peter, you said the agent. Now, I recall you saying something about for this new stuff, the audio and everything coming out, that they need to get a Tech 3 or something like that, or not all techs can do it.
Yeah, the best way to do it right now, so we're working on the training component for all techs because we don't want to have only a certain subset of techs trained and others not. So we're working on expanding that training to all techs. But when you're talking to the agent, let them know that you want a trained technician that understands accessibility that's probably going to be a supervisor-level technician or a level 3 tech. And the customer service agent will help guide you through that process. But you guiding the customer service agent is going to make sure that they have all the information they need to set you up with the right technician, and
right.
You're not getting charged for that.
Because I just had a little problem not long a week or so ago, and a tech came out to the house, and I asked him about that, and he said he was a Tech 2, you know, and I said, well, you were saying like Tech 3. He says, yeah, says they're training for that stuff, but he didn't know how to do it yet.
Peter?
Yeah.
Excuse me,
yeah.
Gary. Peter, if somebody has questions about watching Spectrum TV on their phone or tablet, do they call that same customer service number? Rather than the actual television, but if they're worrying about their phone or their tablet.
They can, and if you're not getting your questions answered there, you can email us at accessibility@charter.com. That's just the word accessibility@charter.com. If you're having trouble with those applications like Spectrum TV app, either on your phone or your tablet, or maybe it's on a device like Apple TV, let us know what that question is, what your trouble is. We'll make sure we route you to the right person. But I would start there. I would start with that customer support phone.
And folks, if you call in, don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter, and we're glad you're back on the grid.
Yeah.
Yep. It's good to be back.
You're back on the grid. I know I would not do that.
Can I tell you a funny
yes,
fact?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're not rushing you.
I don't know what is happening down there at the Rio Grande National Park, but apparently they've let loose a few cows, cows, and I think they're just mowing the lawn out there in the park. But boy, I had a close altercation with this cow that came up.
Oh, no.
And it gave an alert call to let me know. And that's the great thing about being blind and hanging out with other animals. They let you know you're there.
Oh.
And this cow let out this howling moo that
was
just unlike anything I'd ever heard
that's
before.
That's funny. Peter, before I let you go, we have a caller that has a quick question for you.
Perfect. Oh, boy. Good.
Okay, Chris, put it right.
Who's the caller?
Sherry. Sherry from Orlando.
Where are you calling from?
Sherry from Orlando.
Oh, Sherry from Orlando.
Hello, Sherry.
Hello. Hey, Peter and everyone. My question is, explain really quickly again, how do you sync the Spectrum Access app with your movie or whatever that you're watching? How does that
how
work?
How do you sync it?
You said
how does that work?
To
how
the place where you are in the movie?
Absolutely. So once you've downloaded Spectrum Access from the App Store onto your phone, you'll just open the application, and you've got
a few options on there. You can sort of navigate through the voiceover. If you want to either search through the library, you can just go through the catalog, or if you want, you can just go directly to the movie that you're looking for by using the search feature. So over until you hear search, tap on it, you'll get your usual edit field, and you can either dictate the name of the movie in if you use the dictation feature, or you can type it in manually with a virtual keyboard. Once you have the movie that you're looking for, you want to download it first, because you want that track to be on your phone and not out there in the ether somewhere. Once that track is on your phone and downloaded, you're ready to go. So once you've got your movie playing, just hit sync. It's going to be the most prominent button after you've downloaded that movie. Hit sync. It will identify where you are in that movie, and it will automatically start playing the track on your phone. The way I do it, I just use my Apple AirPods, or if you've got a pair of headphones, I put one in my ear so I can have the track playing in there, and I've got the audio of the film sort of filling my living room. That's the way it works best for me, or you can just play it out loud on your phone. Sherry, here's an interesting fact, though, for you to remember. Let's say you pause your movie and you ran to the restroom or you're getting some popcorn, you want to come back, you're going to want to rethink the movie. The great thing about it is it's already downloaded on your phone. Just hit sync again. It will identify where you are and start playing it again.
That's cool. And this is for strictly listening to it on your phone, correct? Or watching
correct.
It on your phone?
Correct. So you'll have to be streaming the movie on something else, and then using your phone, you can pair that audio description with your watching experience.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, thank you. That's terrific. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sherry. Thanks.
Thank
for calling
you, Sherry, for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Well, have a good day. Happy day after the 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sherry. Peter, keep us posted with his next camping trip.
Yes. Next time you go away, gotta let us know what's happening. And next, maybe you'll meet another cow.
That's right.
Maybe you'll never run somewhere else.
Hey, Peter, if you're out in the mood
there for sure.
Yeah. Well,
Hey, Peter, if you're out in the woods and somebody tells you the animals are wearing masks, you better go home.
Yeah.
All that cow was trying to do is let me know it needed to social distance a little bit.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me on, Michael.
Our pleasure. Thank you for coming.
Maybe the next time we call in, we can have John Sweet, who leads the development on that Spectrum Access app. Maybe we'll have him join at some point and answer some questions.
Very good.
Technical questions.
That sounds like
I like that. Both
download
of
the
great.
App, folks, and
great.
If
like
you have questions, we'll bring somebody on.
All right.
Okay, Peter.
Have a good
Thank
week.
You all.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You
What's
too.
Left of it.
Bye-bye.
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 Are we going to go to a quick break?
Yeah,
go to a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representatives with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. We're back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And we're back. Yes, we are. We are live from the Spectrum Power Studios. That's right. And we're going to go right now, to trivia. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
The face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner, call on glory, let us join our fellow man. History
So who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Do you think you're that good? Do you think you really know music?
Better call in fast.
It's not Raymond. You think it's Johnny Cash. It's not. So forget it. 407-894-1680. No, it's not Johnny Mathis.
Well, you just took me out of the equation.
Who is singing the song? What do you want, Chris? It's Chris Shaw. And no, it's not.
I thought it was Cash Money, but you took me out of the equation.
I thought it was David.
Chris, it seems like we just talked to you yesterday.
No, it was yesterday.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You can call in if you're sighted, whether you're vision impaired or you're blind, you can call in. If you're not one of the three, blind, vision impaired, or sighted, well, you may be from Mars or
Jupiter.
An alien.
I guess I'll do the wrap-up.
Do the wrap-up while we're waiting.
And Chris, you'll take us out later with those fireworks, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I got you covered.
All righty, Chris. Okay, so just in case I don't have a chance in a little bit, I hope you all join us next week, same time, same place, and co-host Sheila Young, I can't say will join us in the studio, but she'll be joining us from Orlando, and guest callers Dan Day, Foundation Fighting Blindness, and also James Kracht, who is an advocate and leader in the blind community, and James will be talking about voting accessibility.
Yeah, it's good to know about
James Kracht. Len?
Yes.
James Kracht. That's James Kracht.
What did I say? Cracked. You say Kracht.
Yeah. James Kracht.
His name is Jim. At first, his name is Jim.
Well, he goes by Jim, but it's
Jim.
Formally James.
Yeah.
So, but, anyway.
And while mentioning that, the ACB is having their convention this week. Anybody's missing any of it?
Oh, it's this week? Wow.
They can listen to it on ACB radio. They can listen on Alexa.
It's a virtual convention.
Yes, virtual. And they're doing very good.
Does anybody know the song? Ready to go off very soon. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Call in now. Otherwise, it's be too late.
I'm going to assume that it was Hannibal and Mr. T from the A-Team. No? I pity the fool on me then.
You never told us. Did you barbecue this weekend or you did not?
Well, actually, I was over in your neck of the woods over the weekend, Friday and Saturday.
He's from Chicago. They don't barbecue in Chicago.
So you were setting off all those fireworks last night.
No, it was my cousin them.
Ah.
I got called over because I picked up a new trade, yard work. I didn't know I was
yard work.
Yeah, I didn't know because I just keep a saw in the house and I keep some clippers, some tree clippers, and you know, just to cut down different wires and things. I keep some of that in the house. Well, I got called in and my mother-in-law needed some help with some stuff, so I just kind of went over and helped out. Then the following day, yesterday I went over to my father-in-law's and he needed help with cooking. So I said, "All right, well, you got me. Let's get it." So I learned a whole lot of new trades over the weekend.
Oh,
well, maybe sometime you come up this way, you'll come over here on your way over there.
Yes, because we were literally like right down the street from you. I didn't realize that I was going to be that close, and
you
I was like,
"Man, stopped in Wawa. You could have stopped in Wawa."
Right, could have stopped. I could have stopped and came over and got on the grill for you and cooked on the grill while I was already smoked
there
up.
There you go. And you're not afraid of dogs, right?
Oh man, I love dogs. Dogs are my best friends. Especially Great Danes. I love Great Danes.
That we don't have.
We don't have
a Great Dane.
Okay. I like.
We have little dogs.
I think we stumped them on this song. It's not.
Okay, so nobody's calling in for this one?
It's a country singer.
Okay, so I guess we're going to tell people who's singing the song. Shall I wait 1 minute?
It was Reba McEntire.
Before I tell you the answer.
What, Chris?
It was Reba McEntire. No? I'm still off. Okay.
I guarantee who would know that one would be Sheila, but. She's doing ACB tonight.
Yeah.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. There's a lot more people than listening there than ACB. Got all the people from NFB listening. And all the people who don't belong to either one listening. And all the sighted people listening.
But yeah, We had a great time on yesterday. How was your weekend?
My week was good. My wife didn't yell at me too much. Anytime I have a good weekend is when my wife doesn't yell at me too much.
Oh, well, you had a Chris, fantastic time then.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Chris. You know how hot my swimming pool got?
How hot?
91 degrees.
Really?
That's 10 degrees different than my jacuzzi. That's how hot it got.
Yeah, see,
now with this cold rains, it came, and we're back down to 87 again, 86. So that's good temperature to go in. The 91 is a little too warm. You jump in the pool and then get out to cool off.
Right.
All right. Gary, I guess we'll give the answer.
We're going to give the answer to trivia since nobody's calling in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. You got 30 seconds before we give the answer. 30 seconds.
And then we'll play some fireworks and say goodnight.
Yes. 30 seconds. 25 seconds before we give you the answer of that trivia that nobody called in and got. 20 seconds.
How many winners do we have tonight?
Two winners.
Two winners. All right. Well.
All right.
All right. Here's the answer.
The answer is Randy Travis.
Randy Travis. That's who was saying that song. Randy Travis. He was one of the Travis boys.
I hear fireworks out there now.
Randy Travis. You missed out on Randy Travis.
Who picked that? Who picked that song?
Me.
Lynn Golder picked it.
I did.
Okay.
She wouldn't let me play it on me.
Sheila would have got that one.
Sometimes.
I'm not too much in country. I know the singing, but I don't know the singer.
All right. Well, Gary, we'd like to thank you for joining us again tonight.
Yes, thank you for calling in and being part of the show. Thank you, Chris, for being part of the show.
And Larry and Paul.
And Larry and Paul.
And
you, Lynn. Thank you for part of the show.
And also Peter Cucciave.
Yes.
How do you like that? I've got that rolls right off my tongue now.
I still can't say his last name. I'll still say Peter.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Thank you, folks. Thank you for part of the show. And for those folks that didn't call in, what can I tell you? I'd like to have talked to you.
Everybody stay safe out there now, please. Please stay safe.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
Maybe you can order if you don't have any masks. Don't forget to buy it from
RB Medical.
RB Medical. On our website, RB Medical.
There go the fireworks.
See you next week. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night. Stay well.
Love you all.
Bye-bye. All right. Y'all have a good one. Thank you. Hey, Lynn, check your email and let me know.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got